DP Sidhu along with Chris Myers in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. How are you doing today, Chris?
Good.
Great to have you on the show. Happy League New Year to you.
I appreciate it.
As you know, we're in the thick of free agency right now. How closely are you following free agents and all the transactions going on these days?
Pretty close, just like anyone else. And, you know, it's not like we have any inside info more than any other fan, actually, per se. We're following the same things on Twitter and Pro Football Talk and everything that, goes on to be able to get our info. You know, obviously there's been some moves the past couple of days with a couple of guys on our team, OD and Bryce and a few other guys. And, you know, it's very unfortunate to see a couple guys go that have been here for a long time, especially OD, his whole career and what he's done for this city and the kind of quality guy that he is. You know, on the other hand, you take a step back and you look at the business end. And, you know, OD unfortunately understands it, and he takes it in stride, and he's moving on. But that's just the way of the business.
Have you had a chance to talk to Owen?
Yeah, we talked a little bit on and off, and yeah, he's, you know, obviously down in the dumps about it a little bit, and rightfully so. He's played his whole career here and had a great career here and set a bunch of records. And you know, he's a man of the city and a very, very great guy that anyone could go up and talk to, just down to earth in general. One of my close buddies on the team, and to see him go is going to be tough, but I guess when you play long enough, you understand that's the way it works.
You know, I was going to ask you, you've been in the league for, what, a decade now?
Yeah.
Does it still come as a surprise when players are released, or have you come to terms with this as just part of the business?
It's always a surprise. I don't want to say surprise per se. It's just kind of like, you know it's going to happen, but you never know who it's going to be. So sometimes it's a shock factor, especially when it's when you're close buddies. I mean, in the off season, we're always hanging out, going golfing and doing things. So when it's one of your close buddies and the wives are close and that kind of stuff, it hits even closer to home. But you kind of have it every single year where there's another one of your friends that go maybe, and you understand that, you know, old father time's clicking, you know, and, you know, my time is eventually going to be there, and you just hope to be able to get your best play before that.